So we are in the middle of the bracha of Ritzei. So it happens to be that this bracha, this bracha of Avoda, has a is related to this week's parsha. This week's parsha deals with the Malachas HaMishkan, Hashem commanding Bnei Yisrael to build a Mishkan. The Medrash says that this bracha was established corresponding to the bracha that the angels said when Hashem made his Shechina dwell in the Mishkan. The angel said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamarazir Shechinosle Letziyah. Blessed are you, Hashem, who restores his presence to Tziyah. So, this bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamarazir Shechinosle Letziyah, was established by the Malachim, by the angels, when Hashem made his Shechina dwell in the Mishkan. So what we need to understand, though, is why did when Hashem's Shechina dwelled in the Mishkan, why did the angel say Hamarzir Shechinosa LeTzion, that Hashem restores his Shechina to Tzion? The Mishkan wasn't in Tzion. The Mishkan was in the desert. It was in the Midbar. Tzion is Yerushalayim. So, I'd like to suggest two different approaches. One is according to the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya explains the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yimloich Hashem lo'olam. We say this numerous times a day. Yimloich Hashem lo'olam le'kayach tzion le'doy v'doy haleluka. Hashem should rule in Tzion. Hashem should rule for eternity. Yimloch Hashem la'olam. Hashem should rule for eternity. Elokayach Tzion, your God Tzion. L'dor v'dor for all generations. Hallelujah. Let us praise Hashem. So the Baal HaTanya asks, why does the pasuk refer to Hashem here specifically as Elokayach Tzion, your God Tzion? Is Hashem only the God of Tzion? So the Baal HaTanya explains that when a person observes Torah and mitzvahs, when a person learns Torah or performs a mitzvah, there is much more going on than the performance of than the learning of the Torah, the performance of the mitzvah. Or the same thing would apply by davening. There's much more going on. What is happening when the person, when a yid performs a mitzvah, is that the yid is drawing Shechina into this world. The person is drawing godliness into this world. We are here in this world performing a mitzvah. And by doing so, we are drawing godliness into the world. He explains according to this. Every bracha that we make before we do a mitzvah. And I brought down this Baal HaTanya when we learned the bracha of Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivonu El Netilas Yadayim. But the interpretation of a bracha, according to the Baal HaTanya, is the following. Baruch Ato Hashem. Now the word Baruch, besides meaning blessed, Baruch means to draw. It's used in the Mishnah. Hamavrich Ilon, when someone... one of the ways of planting a tree is taking a branch and and bending it down into the ground. That causes another tree to grow out. That's called Hamavrich. Baruch Ata Hashem. We are drawing down you, Hashem, Elekeinu, to be our God, Melech HaOlam, to be king in this world. How do we do that? Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah Eitzav Etzivanu, whichever mitzvah we're doing. By performing the mitzvah in this world, we're drawing godliness into this world. Says the Baal Tanya, so according to that, the mitzvah that we're doing is really similar to, and the Baal Tanya doesn't give this mashal because he didn't have the light switch in his day, but it's very similar to flipping a switch, right? If somebody flips a switch, the lights turn on, right? So the ikar wasn't the flipping the switch. The ikar was that by flipping the switch, the lights turned on. Similarly, says the Baal HaTanya, when somebody performs a mitzvah, it's merely flipping a switch. That's what it does. By flipping the switch, it brings godliness into this world. It brings Shechinah into this world. That's what happens when a person performs a mitzvah or learns Torah. The act of the mitzvah is merely as like flipping a switch, but it causes tremendous things to happen. Mainly bringing Shechinah into this world. Says the Baal HaTanya, according to this, a mitzvah, Torah and mitzvahs that we do in this world are called tzion. Because tzion, the definition of the word tzion means a simon, it means a sign, a symbol. Right? When a kever, right? A matzeva is called a tzion. Right? Why is a matzeva called a tzion? Because it's a simon that here lies so-and-so. Tzion hamatzuyanes. Right, it's a tzion that is symbolic. It has the word tzion means a symbol, a simon. Torah mitzvahs are all tzionim. That's what they are. They are simonim. That if you do this, you will cause the lights to turn on. Right? What is a light switch? A light switch isn't the lights. It's just, when you flip this, it causes electricity to turn on the lights. The same is with Torah mitzvahs. They are merely a tzion and a simon to something much greater that is going on in all the oilam esalyonim. Says Baal HaTanya, this is what the Pasuk is telling us. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is infinite. So, when we're talking about something infinite, infinity is above space and it's above time. Nevertheless, by performing a mitzvah, by learning Torah, we bring the Ribbono Shel'Olam into this world which is confined by space. And we bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into the world of time. So Yimloich Hashem La'olam. Right? First of all, Hashem is going to become king in the world, in confined space. How is that? Because Elokayich Tzion, because we draw godliness by performing mitzvahs. Once again, mitzvahs is tzion, is just a symbol. And that's why the Dor V'Dor, and that's how we can bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into time as well. The Dor V'Dor is time. Yimloich Hashem la'olam alekayich tzion l'Dor V'Dor. Through tzion, through the godliness of tzion, through the godliness achieved through tzion, We bring the Rebbeinu Shalom both into the Olam and into the Dor V'Dor, both into space and into time. And this truly was what the Avodas HaMishkan, this week's parasha. What is the Avodas HaMishkan all about? It's that Rebbeinu Shalom said, if you make these kelim, the Aron and the Shulchan and the Menorah, then you will cause through creating those kelim that my Shechina will come into this world. You will draw godliness into this lowly world. So when, says the Medrash, when the Shechina came into the Mishkan, the Malachim said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamachzir Shechinosoi L'Tzion. Even though the Mishkan wasn't in Tzion, but that's not what Tzion means. Tzion doesn't mean Yerushalayim. Tzion means when people do symbolic things that causes Shechina to descend. Hamachzir Shechinosoi L'Tzion. When the Shechina came into the Mishkan, it came about through Klal Yisrael observing the Tzion, observing the flipping the switches, which was creating the Aron, creating the Menorah, creating the Shulchan, and so on. It's a tremendous limud. We need to know that every single halach and shulchan aruch, it might seem so mundane to us, yet we have all the aruch tzionim. It's just what we're doing as flipping switches. We have no idea what we're doing, but it causes tremendous things in the upper worlds, which we have to believe in emunah shleima, that whatever Chazal or the Torah Kedusha tell us to do causes tremendous hashpois, and mainly drawing the Rebbeinu Shalom into this world. We're going to get there. But I was basing this on the Medrash. The Medrash says that this bracha of Amarzeh Shechinosa L'Tzion was said by the angels when the Shechina descended to the Mishkan. Right? And the question was, why would they say Amarzeh Shechinosa L'Tzion in a Mishkan that wasn't in Tzion? Many years ago, there was a story that was going around that there was a fellow that was sent an email to his Kirov rabbi, saying he was making fun of this, of the halacha, you're supposed to tie your left shoe before your right shoe. Come on, do you really think God cares with which shoe you tie first? Right, so that's halach and shulchan aruch, right? You're supposed to tie your left shoe before your right shoe. Right, so it sounds ridiculous. Why would God care what shoe you tie first? So he sent this email to his rabbi. It sounds incredulous. Rabbi did not respond. So he sent the email a while later. Time passed. He sent the same email again, and no response. So finally, after the second time, he waits a while, sends the rabbi an email. Rabbi, it seems that I've stumped you. I've asked you this question two times. You haven't responded. Apparently, you don't have an answer. So the rabbi responds and said, I answered you the first two times already. But when I wrote back the answer, the response, I decided that the dot before the com can't make too much of a difference. It can't make too much of a difference. Put in the dot before the com. Oh, it's a dot after all. Why should that make a difference? So I left out the dot before the com. Apparently, the email never got to you. Something might seem just like a dot, seems so insignificant. But yet it makes a big difference.
Right.
So we might not understand why it makes a difference. But if Chazal tell us that you got to tie your left shoe before your right shoe, and that makes a difference, we have no idea why. It flips some switches somewhere. And we have no idea what it creates. It's a tzion. Yes.
For how many years ago?
It's brought in the Gemara already.
Because of tefillin,
right? There's another approach that I'd like to suggest. Parshas Miketz. We all know the story of Yosef and his brothers. So Yosef's brothers come down to Mitzrayim. They don't recognize Yosef. Yosef recognizes his brothers. And Yosef mamash puts them through the ringer. You're spies, and he accuses them of being spies. Locks up Shimon, sends them back, and then they come back, and he hides Binyamin, the kois in Binyamin's sack. It's mind-boggling of how much tzoras Yosef put them through. Now, one could suggest that Yosef had a bone to pick with them. Right? They did sell him, so he wanted to get back at them. But that's not, you can't talk like that about Yosef HaTzadik. Especially since we see later that Yosef held no grudge against them. So, why was Yosef doing this? When Yosef's brothers come back to Yaakov from Mitzrayim, and they say that we got to take Binyamin back, Yaakov says to them, Lama Hariyosamli, why did you do this evil to me? La Hagid Laish Hoy Lachamach, to tell the person, why did you tell this person you have another brother? So they answered, Shoa Shoa Laish Lonu Lamadatenu Laimar, this person asked us, Ha'idavicham Chai, Hayesh Lachem Ach, is your father alive? Do you have a brother? What did Yosef want from his brothers? Asking them about their father, about their brother. In Parshas Vayeshev, when it says in the pasuk Vayelchu Echav Lirois Es Tzoin Aviyem B'Shechem, it says that his brothers went to shepherd the sheep of their father in Shechem. It says Rashi, on the word, if you look into the Sefer Torah, on the word Es, there are dots. Says Rashi, Nokud al es, there's dots on the word es, Shloi Hoch el Lirois es Atzma, because they really went just to pasture themselves. Very difficult to talk about the Shiftei Kol like that. I don't even know what it means. What does it mean? They only went to pasture themselves. We're talking about the holiest people in the world here. Parshas Vayetze. The pasuk begins Vayetze Yaakov and Be'er Shava Yedel Charona. Yaakov left Be'er Shava and went to Choron. Rashi's bothered why the pasuk needs to tell us that Yaakov left Be'er Shava. Why can't he just tell us that Vayelach Yaakov to Choron? Says Rashi, Tzias Tadik Menamokam Moisa Roshim. that when a tzaddik leaves a place, it has an effect on the place. Bizman shah tzaddik be'ir, as long as the tzaddik is in the city, hu hoida, hu ziva, hu adora. He is the beauty of the city. He's the glory of the city. He's the splendor of the city. Yotza min ha'ir, when he leaves the city, pana ziva, pana hoida, pana adora. The beauty leaves the city, the glory leaves the city, the splendor leaves the city. Now, Rashi doesn't play around with words. These three words, hoida, ziva, and adora, seem to be synonymous. Beauty, splendor, glory, it's all the same thing. So, what is... apparently, they're not the same thing, right? Because Rashi has to spell it out. So, what is hoida, what is ziva, what is adora? So, I would like to suggest that whenever a person does a mitzvah, or vice versa, chas v'shalom, a person does an aveira, a person has to realize that there are three, that there's a threefold effect. One is, the person affects themselves. When a person does a mitzvah, a person learns Torah, a person davens, a person does a good deed, the person becomes a better person. It has a positive effect on the person, on the performer itself. The second effect a person has is on their surroundings. The person's surroundings are positively affected by a good deed, and chas v'shalom negatively affected by a bad deed. Whether it's they're directly going to learn from the person, or it's just a positive or negative power that the person infuses into the world. The third and most important effect that the person has is that he's either bringing a nachas ruach to the Ribono Shel Olam. The person is either bringing pride to the Ribono Shel Olam by performing a good deed, or the person is chas v'shalom disappointing the Ribono Shel Olam. So there's a threefold effect on the person themselves, on the person's surroundings, and kibiyachol to the Ribono Shel Olam. We find this in the Pesukim. The Torah says that you bring a korban, it's Ishe Reach Nechoyach Lashem. Hashem derives pleasure, kiviyachol. The same thing from a mitzvah. She'omarti Menasos Ritzoni. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, when I say something, you fulfill my will, the Rebbeinu Shalom has Nachas Ruach. And Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, when we disappoint him. This, I believe, is the difference between hoida, ziva, and ador. The term hoida, which is we interpret as beauty, represents the pride that we bring the Ribono Shel Olam when we perform a good deed. The pasuk says, hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv. Right? The beauty goes to the Ribono Shel Olam. Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv, when we do something good. Ziva, the glory, which emanates from us, that represents affecting our surroundings. And Hadara, which is the splendor, represents the effect that it has on the person himself. Yechiel mentioned to me, and I mentioned this Zvar to him, he mentioned to me that the word Hadara in Aramaic means to return. Hadara means the act itself returns to the person. It has an effect on the person himself. And that's what Rashi is telling us. Bizman shat tzadik be'ir, when a person realizes that the impact of their actions, the person should realize that when they do an act of a tzadik, which is a good deed, hu hoida, hu ziva, hu adora, it brings nachas to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it affects his surroundings positively, and it affects themselves positively. And when Yotzei Min HaEir, when the tzaddik leaves the city, that effect is no longer there. When Yaakov Avinu left to go to Haran, I'd like to suggest that Yaakov Avinu did not have the audacity to suggest that his actions ascended to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had nachas. It's an audacious thing to suggest, to say that Rebbeinu Shel Olam has nachas or disappointment from something that we do. He knew, yes, that Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to perform mitzvahs and good deeds to make us a better people, to make the world a better place. But to say that he himself, kibiyachol, has nachas or disappointment from things that we do is a stretch that Yaakov Avinu was afraid to suggest. But when Yaakov came to the Mokem HaMikdash, to the place where the future karbonos would take place there, where the Pasuk says, Ishe reyach nechayach l'Hashem, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to have derived pleasure from karbonos. Yaakov had a dream of a sulam mutzavar tzavareshe megi Hashemayim, where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam showed him that you might be mutzavarza. You might be standing on the ground. You might think that you're very small. But you need to know, you should know that everything that you do reaches the heavens. Yes, and it causes great naches, great pride to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when you do something positive, and chas v'shalom the opposite when it's negative. And when Yaakov Avinu wakes up from this dream, he says, he keeps on repeating the word hazeh, because hazeh is Rosh HaTevis, hoida, ziva, hadora. And he says, ein zeh, it's not just ziva, hadora. It's hazeh, it's hoida, ziva, hadora. Yesh Hashem v'mokem hazeh, ma'noira ha'mokem hazeh, it's hoida, ziva, hadora. It's not just that I have an effect on myself and on my surroundings. I have an effect, kibiyachol, this, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has nachas. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam derives tremendous nachas when we do what's right. I believe that when Yosef's brothers decided to sell Yosef, they convened as a bezdin, Chazal tell us, and they paskened that Yosef deserved either to be killed or to be sold. What Yosef's brothers failed to take into consideration was the effect that this was going to have on the world, and the effect that it was going to have towards the father, both their father, physical father, and their father in heaven. All they took into consideration was the effect it would have on themselves. And that's why Rashi says, Leholchu el aliroi says atzmon. All they took into consideration was how this is going to relate to me, how this is going to affect myself. And therefore, Yosef refused to let the cat out of the bag and to tell his brothers who he was until he heard from them that they were concerned about their father and their brother. Meaning that they were concerned about their father in heaven and their surroundings. Hayesh lechem av ayach, do you have a father or a brother? And it wasn't until Yehuda, who had everything to lose himself, because Yehuda had guaranteed that he had based on losing both worlds, if you wouldn't bring Binyamin back. But Yehuda didn't appeal on his own behalf. Yehuda appealed for his father. It was only when Yosef saw the concern that they were, that the brothers were now concerned not about themselves, but the impact this would have on others, only then did Yosef say, Ani Yosef. Now we find, Chazal say that the Yevonim, at the time of the Nes of Chanukah, they negated three mitzvahs specifically. Shabbos, Chodesh, and Milah. The observance of Shabbos, the ability, the mitzvah to sanctify the new month based on the new moon, and the mitzvah of circumcision. I believe that what the Yevonim wanted to uproot was the Hoida Ziva Hadorah of Klal Yisrael. The manner we approach mitzvahs, that it has an effect on myself, effect on the world, and that we bring nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shabbos represents our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Bein Yu Bein Bnei Yisrael Oisi Li'olam. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos represents that we bring nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom through our observance of Shabbos. It's a covenant between ourselves and Hashem. So they negated Shabbos to rid Klal Yisrael of Hoida. Sanctifying the month based on the new moon affects the entire world. When Rosh Chodesh is, depends, according to when we decide Rosh Chodesh is, that's when the Yomim Tovim are. Chazal say that it affects nature. There are things that within nature that depend on when the first of the lunar month is, that depends on when Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh L'Chodesh. It represents Ziva, how the performance of a mitzvah can affect the world. So the Yevonim got rid of Chodesh. And then there is no mitzvah like Milah that has an eternal physical effect on a person forever. The mitzvah of Milah represents the effect that a mitzvah has on a person. It's symbolic of the fact that mitzvahs have an eternal effect on people, on the person themselves that performs the mitzvah. So the Yevonim got rid of that. Now we can understand the depth of Bizman Shatzadik Be'ir. Rashi tells us, when the Tzadik is in the city, which city are we talking about? If you take Yavon and you add a Tzadik in the front, it becomes Tzion. Bizman Shatzadik Be'ir, if you put the Tzadik into the city, Hu Hoida, Hu Ziva, Hu Adora, then a person realizes the effect that they have kiviyachol towards the Rabbeinu Shalom, the effect that they have on their surroundings, the effect that they have on themselves. Ein HaTzadik Be'ir, but if you take the Tzadik out of that city, you're left with Yavan, which Yavan negated Hoida, Ziva, and Adora, by removing Shabbos, Chodesh, and Milah. The reason why we have this ability to have an effect on ourselves, on the world, towards the Rabbeinu Shalom, is because our actions are not just human actions. The Rabbeinu Shalom has made us godly. We have a neshama. There is shechina in everything that we do. Moshe Rabbeinu said it when we concluded building the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, "Yirotzen shetishra shechina b'masei deicha." It was a bracha that we need to realize that there is shechina in everything that we do, and therefore our actions have a godly effect. So when the shechina descended to the Mishkan, which was, in essence, the Shechina coming into the life of each and every Jew. The Pasuk says this week, V'asu li migdash Make for me a mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham, and I will dwell within them. It doesn't say within it. It says within them, meaning the Shekhinah dwells now within each and every Yid. So that our actions are godly and they have an effect on ourselves and our surroundings, and it brings nachas to the Rabbanu Shalom. Hu hoida, hu ziva, hu adorah. Hamarzir shchinosoy letziyon. The Rabbanu Shalom brings his Shekhinah, he restores his Shekhinah to Tzion. That's what makes Tzion Tzion, because the Tzadik is Be'ir. Bizman Shah Tzadik Be'ir, as long as we realize the power of the Tzadik within us, the Shekhinah that dwells within us, it's Tzion. When we don't realize that power of the Tzadik, Pana Hoida, Pana Ziva, Pana Adora, we're left with Yavam. With this, we can understand that there's a medrash that says that Kimin Shalom Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma. As soon as Bnei Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, Miyad Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yikchu Litruma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said immediately, build a Mishkan. What's the Shaychus? The Shaychus is, do you know what Nasa V'Nishma means? Nasa V'Nishma means that every single one of your actions is going to be godly. That the Shekhinah is going to rest in everything that you do. It's going to have an effect, a godly, a spiritual effect on yourself, on your surroundings, on the entire world, and towards the Rabbanu Shalom. Well, Eibshter helfen, that we should be zeicher through our actions, through realizing the power of our actions, by bringing the tzaddik into every single one of our actions, which we zeichet hamarzeh shchinosa the tzion, vias mashiach tzedkenu b'meheru b'yamenu.